This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. Canvassing will also conclude for the first phase of assembly elections in Orissa and single-phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on Monday in 96 Lok Sabha seats spread across 9 states and a union territory. Simultaneously, legislative assembly elections for all 175 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 28 out of 147 seats of Orissa will take place. Top leaders of several political parties will be making last-ditch efforts to gather support for their party candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is addressing public meetings at Kandhamal in Orissa right now. Later today, he'll address public rallies at Balangir and in Bargarh parliamentary constituencies as well. He will also hold an election rally at Chatra in Jharkhand. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting at Kadapa Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi will address an election rally in the tribal-dominated Nandurbar district of Maharashtra this morning. Two-day Parivartan Chintan II for Jointness and Integration of Armed Forces concluded in New Delhi yesterday. Chairing the conference, Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan emphasized the need for expediting the progress of the initiatives as these were to pave the way to theatrization and hence creation of a multi-domain response capable Indian Armed Forces. He initiated the Chintan on both days by addressing various committees. CDS Chauhan expressed confidence that such brainstorming would help the armed forces evolve into a theatrized force capable of multi-domain operations and strengthen the resolve and capability to safeguard the territorial integrity and national sovereignty. India has voted in favor of a draft UN General Assembly resolution supporting Palestine's bid to become full-time UN member. The 193-member General Assembly yesterday met for an emergency special session where the Arab group resolution in support of the State of Palestine's full membership in the UN was presented by the United Arab Emirates. The resolution said Palestine is qualified and should be admitted as full member of the UN and recommended that the Security Council reconsider the matter favorably. The resolution got 143 votes in favor, 9 against and 25 abstentions. In Afghanistan, at least 50 people were killed and more than 100 injured after heavy rainfall in northern part of the country. According to Taliban officials, heavy rainfall has affected 5 districts in Baghlan province. National Disaster Management in Baghlan said that the death toll might rise as many people are still missing. The country has been hit by unprecedented heavy rainfall over the last few weeks, with floods killing at least 100 people since mid-April. After days of intense heat, a massive dust storm and rain hit Delhi and the National Capital Region late last evening. The city witnessed strong winds, which brought down many trees and big branches, affecting traffic movement. 2 flights were diverted to Jaipur due to the bad weather. This week, Delhi recorded the highest temperature of the season at 42 degrees Celsius. 6 people were injured and 2 were killed due to uprooting of trees, and 17 people were reportedly injured due to collapse of buildings in the massive storm last night in Delhi. Police said that the department has received over 400 calls, including 152 related to tree uprooting, 55 of building collapses, and 202 related to power disruption. Meanwhile, the IMT scientist R.K. Jainamani said a wet spell accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over central, east and south peninsula parts of the country are likely to occur till Monday. The weather agency also predicted isolated heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal today and over the region of Odisha till tomorrow. IMT said that hailstorm activity is also very likely over Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha till Monday and over Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada till tomorrow. In women's wrestling, Nisha Dahiya has become the 5th Indian woman grappler to qualify for the Paris Olympics. She defeated Romania's Alexandra Angel in the 68kg category semifinals at the World Olympic qualifiers in Istanbul yesterday. This will be the first time that 5 Indian women wrestlers will be competing in the Olympics. And today in IPL, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. Yesterday, Gujarat Titans defeated Chennai Super Kings in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.